here's a story from The World.
The island of Macau, not far from Hong Kong, is known for really one attraction, its casinos. For the past 3 years, Macau's card tables have been pretty quiet. But as Chinese travel opens up, Macau is ready to reclaim its throne as the global gambling hotspot. The World's Patrick Nguyen reports.
Las Vegas has nothing on Macau. In a good year, Macau's casinos will rake in 4 to 5 times what the Vegas Strip makes. Easy. And when it comes to atmosphere, Macau prides itself on being a classier destination.
It is designed to attract the premium players, the really super, super high rollers.
Alidad Tash was a strategist at the Venetian Casino in Vegas and the Venetian in Macau. He now runs a Macau-based gaming consultancy called 28.
And to be able to attract those people, you need magnificent facilities, beautiful, ostentatious buildings. That's why the buildings here are just phenomenal.
Macau is extravagant, clean, posh. Not really a blackjack and whiskey type of place. Its players prefer baccarat and milk tea. It wasn't always so fancy, though. Macau was once a fishing port. Portugal colonized it in the 1550s and then built casinos in the 1850s. And until 1999, it was still a Portuguese colony. Alidad Tash says back then, Macau was a different place.
It was a little bit on the seedy side. Think about the worst parts of Atlantic City.
But then China took possession of Macau, as it did Hong Kong, and Macau revamped its image, soon putting Vegas's earnings to shame. Not long ago, Macau's casinos were raking in $30, $40, $45 billion in a year. As China grew richer, Macau kept riding a hot streak, one that only a global cataclysm could stop.
Macau now has 7 confirmed cases of the coronavirus. The city is now looking like a ghost town during what is normally one of the busiest times of the year for the casino hub.
That's a Singaporean news broadcast from 2 years ago. During the pandemic, Macau was, at times, totally closed to foreigners. For mainland Chinese, it's been very hard to reach, too, sometimes requiring hotel quarantine and lots of nasal swabs. But serious gamblers still made the trek.
It'd be like 3 guys playing in a casino and there'd be 30 or 40 staff looking at them. The fantasy kind of wore off and you were constantly reminded you're being watched.
Tash says casino execs knew the atmosphere was terrible. So why didn't Macau's casinos just shut down? Well, in a sense, they couldn't. Macau has a mix of Chinese-run and U.S.-branded casinos. And as the pandemic raged, Tash says that Beijing essentially gave these big employers an ultimatum.
You want any action? You have to basically play by our rules. And our rules are the Macau locals, which comprise, I guess, something like around 90% of the staff, maybe even higher, cannot be fired, cannot be laid off.
Tash says any Macau casino that fired a bunch of locals would risk losing its license. So they had to stay open and lose money. This is how Las Vegas was able to take back the throne. Throughout the pandemic, the Vegas Strip only closed for a couple months. True to its libertine spirit, it has mostly stayed wide open. In 2022, Vegas casinos made close to $8 billion, breaking records, while Macau brought in a measly $5 billion. But Tash says Vegas won't retain the title world's most profitable casino town for very long.
After 3 years of pessimism and doom and gloom, we're seeing some good vibes in the air.
Starting this week, visitors can roll right into Macau if they show a negative COVID test, thanks to Chinese leader Xi Jinping ditching his hardline zero COVID rules. Macau's casinos are eager for guests, having lost tons of money paying workers and keeping the lights on for 3 years. Tash says, don't feel too sorry for them, though. He says Macau will probably recoup its pandemic losses by 2025. For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen.